Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The other stores, the warehouse clubs, and every online site. For the absolute guaranteed lowest price, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Town Fair
Tire. So, confession cam on me. I've got a bit of a reality TV thing. I'm a total sucker for watching wealthy adults act like spoiled children, wilderness survival challenges, crazy cupcake competitions, or any show where someone says, "I'm not here to make friends." Never gets old. And since I got my wireless plan from AT&T, I get 60 of my favorite channels of live TV for a year on them, which means I can totally vote off that old cable bill of mine, like for real. So if you're like me and you like watching people flip houses, cook up a storm, sing their hearts out, and make some very questionable relationship choices in front of millions of people, you just gotta get AT&T.
Get more from your wireless plan. Buy wireless from AT&T and get live TV on us. More for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time New York Metro offer. Requires a new line on an eligible plan, which starts at $75 per month and DirecTV Now $35 package. After 1 year, DirecTV Now renews at full price unless canceled. Eligibility and restrictions apply. See att.com/live TV on us for details.
At the Home Depot, summer heat means it's time to add Vigoro colored mulch to your list and your cart. Right now, get 5 bags for just $10. Underneath it all, Vigoro lays down a layer of protection that helps retain soil moisture in shades of red, brown, or black. You can't control the heat. You can control the results. Vigoro Colored Mulch. 5 bags, $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Color selection may vary by store. Limit 60 bags per customer.
On my way home, craving the perfect blend. Butcher quality cuts of meat. Italian spices, family recipe. I need authenticity. That's premium.
What does it take to rebuild trust? At Wells Fargo, we've been thinking about that a lot lately. For us, it begins with a renewed commitment to our customers. Fixing what went wrong, making things right. Working with more transparency and higher accountability. And reinventing how we serve you. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo. Established 1852, reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Brothers Supply is New York's number one site source for ice, air, heat, tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Contractors and property managers partner up with Brothers Supply for all your air conditioning needs. Call today for a quote or visit online at brotherssupply.com. Remember, Brothers Supply has it in stock. It's been confirmed by the Rockets. Chris Paul out Saturday night for game six.
Well, that's the play. I mean, you hope that he's healthy for game seven.
He'll be
if they don't win that game.
Yes, and he'll be reevaluated. They didn't say he'll be reevaluated for game seven because obviously they don't want to admit they're going to lose, but he'll be reevaluated for game seven.
Right. Now, this Yankee Report with Sweeney Murdy brought to you by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks online at mynycb.com, by your locally owned and operated Papa John's, the official pizza of the New York Yankees, by Adorama, the official electronic retailer of the Yankee Radio Network. By Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need. And by Carrier, turn to the experts. Sweeney Murdy is with us. The Yankees get ready to open up a big series with the Angels starting tonight at the stadium. Sweeney, how are you?
Joe, you had a caller the other day that said he was calling you from Sprain Lake Golf Course in Westchester. We played there. You and I played there together once.
Did we? Is that right? When was this, Sweeney?
It must have been about 12 years
ago. Oh, you know what? Was Carlin with us for that, too?
I don't remember, because we played once in Long Island.
Right.
I think Carlin was there. I think your buddy, is it George?
Oh, you think, maybe Primo? Was that?
Primo.
Right,
I'm sorry. Yeah,
that sounds right.
Buddy,
right.
Primo
right.
came up to meet us. It was right off the Sprain Parkway.
Now I know it.
It's probably about, I want to say maybe 25-30 minutes north of Yankee Stadium.
I remember that. And I think when we played on the island, we played Lido Beach, right?
That's exactly what we did. That was my home course, and I lived out there. That was a fun one. That's got the ridiculously long par 5 into the wind.
Yeah, that's a great course, Lido. It's still there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't been down there much because I don't live down that way anymore. It's as far as I know, it's still there. Those guys were always fun to hang out with.
They were. You're right.
In your opinion, which excuse was more pathetic? David Price having carpal tunnel or Otani needing a workload maintenance weekend?
I think Otani. David Price went to a doctor to get checked out, right, because there was something wrong.
Right.
So he had to leave the team physically in order to determine something was going on. If you want to call that, you know, smoke and mirrors, whatever. But he actually physically left the team. Shohei Ohtani, his day to pitch, he pitched last Sunday. He could have pitched again this Sunday, as he has done a few times already this year. If they want to manage his workload, that's fine. I just don't know when he's going to pitch again. Like, if they're telling me they're going to skip him again till the following Sunday, then I believe it. But if he's just being pushed back a day or two, I don't know their whole plan, so I can't really call BS on any of it. But this, what's happening, what would make him pitch on Sunday, would not be unusual in any way. So, you know, I think that's just, that's to me, that's the more disappointing part. You know. Because we want to see who he is. You know, we want to see him pitch. You've seen him on TV. Just the fact that it looked like he was all lined up for him to pitch. It looked like he was all lined up for Tanaka to face him, which would have been outstanding theater. That's the disappointing part.
And you also, I think, as a competitor, want to see a guy get tested against the best. I mean, he faced the Red Sox earlier this year, and it was probably the worst performance he had. He faced the Astros, and it also wasn't a good performance. He's done very well against Oakland. He's done very well against Seattle, very well against Minnesota and Tampa Bay. So I think we want to see him face the best, and the compliment to the Yankees, this is the best. Yankee Stadium, I think as a competitor, I'm sure Ohtani would want that.
Listen, I'm just curious to see how they're going to get him out. Remember, he only faced the Yankees once in that series in Anaheim because he got he sprained his ankle in his second at-bat. First at bat, he had a home run off of Luis Severino, who's starting tonight. And remember, for fans who are coming tonight and tomorrow, tomorrow's a 7 o'clock night game at the stadium as well on Saturday. Gates open at 4 o'clock both days, so you can come watch the Yankees take BP and watch Ohtani and Trout take BP as well.
And Ohtani offensively, 319, 6 home runs. Unbelievable. He's been great. He's been a very good
offensive. Gleyber Torres' competition for Rookie of the Year, mostly because, and it's not just about Torres out-hitting him, it's about this other factor as well and how you, as a voter, are going to measure what you consider the most outstanding rookie season.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Gleyber Torres, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, this guy, you talk about a guy that's hit the ground running, Sween, 8 home runs. I mean, every time I turn around, he's hitting another ball out of the ballpark. I mean, this guy's been unbelievable.
The best thing that I heard people tell me when he got traded over, when he was in the minor leagues, here with the Yankees, they'd say, he looks like a big leaguer. Like, he looks the part. He walks around like he's a big leaguer. You know, there's, and it wasn't, it's not some, you know, off-putting, cocky attitude. It was just this air about him that he was really good at playing baseball and enjoyed doing it. You've seen recently, I think Bob Klapisch actually talked to Robbie Alomar a couple of days ago. And, you know, because that's a comparison that that has been thrown out there. And that's, like, that sticks out in my mind, too, mostly watching them play defense. When you see him play second base with a shortstop mentality and shortstop's aggressiveness, you know, the plays that Robbie Alomar stick out in my mind when I watch him play. One specifically, Game 1 of the World Series, I posted the clip of this on my Twitter the other night, where he makes a play behind first base on the ball, looks like it's a hit. And he just comes out of nowhere. We've seen him make plays like this. He's got a great arm. He's got great range, instincts, and he can hit like crazy. And I understand when the Yankees have a 9-hole hitter, no matter who it is, they get challenged a lot more because the pitcher tends to try to get this guy out so he doesn't have to turn the lineup over again. We've seen it happen a number of times over the years. But Torres has taken real good advantage of it, and he's pounding these guys. He's not just dinking and dunking here.
Any concern over David Robertson, because it wasn't just the last game against Texas, the two walks. He gets the big strikeout, then gives up the extra base hit. He hasn't really been dominant. I mean, you even look at the clean outings that he's had where he hasn't given up a run. He always seems to put a guy on base. I know that's always been his thing. That's why he was Houdini. But any concern about the way David Robertson is pitching right now?
It's not about putting a guy on base. Everybody puts a guy on base. But the last five or six are the ones that really stand out. He gave up the home run to Smoke, his second appearance of the year, and then he reeled off 13 appearances where he didn't give up a run, or I think he gave one run in 13 appearances, and he had 19 strikeouts to two walks. The last seven, I think, are the ones that where he's not striking guys out, he's walking more guys. I think it's 8-6 in strikeouts to walks. That's what's hurting him. And I don't know the exact reason for it, if it's guys who are going up there knowing that the curveball is dropping out of the zone, and if he's not able to throw it for a strike. That seems to be the biggest thing early when he's getting into these deep counts, when he puts himself in a position where he's walking in a run or he's giving up home runs on 3-2 counts, which he's done twice this year. It's that these breaking balls are not being swung at early in the count, and he's not getting them over early in the count. That's a fixable thing, but as a concern, absolutely it's a concern.
Now, which is the real Sonny Gray? I mean, we saw him last time out. I guess it was against Kansas City. He had a terrific game. Went eight innings. He pitched great, one run. How about him where he's at right now, Sween?
Yeah, and, you know, to Evan's point in reverse about what he said about Ohtani, you know, listen, Gray needs to keep this up, not just against the last-place team. He was outstanding in that start. Everything about his rhythm, his ability to throw pitches over for strikes and get some swings and misses, and I mean, just everything about it was what you wanted to see from him since last July. And he pitched okay at times last year, pitched well at times last year, but never consistently. What you need to see is you need to see him, not necessarily eight innings, one run again, but you need to see a really good outing again. You need to see him do that, you know, four times out of five, something like that, and just try to back up what he did, because we all know that a game like that is possible. You want to see a couple of those in a row. You want to see him roll off a good streak or a good couple of weeks. Every one of these guys is going to throw a clunker up there. Severino's going to do it sometime. These guys are all going to have these games where they're like that. But you want a little bit of consistency where you can roll off three in a row or four out of six or something like that with these guys. That's what you need to see from Sonny Gray.
When do we see Greg Bird?
Soon, this weekend. You know, lefty on the mound tonight. No need to rush him back today. But, I mean, he appears to be ready. He's getting his at-bats in. You know, I haven't watched him, so I can't speak to the quality of at-bats. But you know, everybody seems to have a really good feeling about how he is and how he's moving. He's hit the ball pretty well a couple of times on his rehab, and he's ready to go. You know, this is the Yankees are carrying an extra pitcher. And for everyone's worried, okay, who's going? I would think it's the extra pitcher.
That's you know, right, Sweeney, that's what we've been saying for a while, that logically this doesn't have to be a Tyler Austin, Ronald Torres, whomever debate.
No.
It seems pretty simple. They're carrying 13 freaking pitchers. Do they need that?
No, I don't think they do. If you just look at how the guys have been used, I mean, there are certain days when, like the other night, Chad Green wasn't available, which is why you saw Dellin Betances get stretched two innings. And there was a game like that, 2 weeks ago, too, where they had four guys in the bullpen that they were probably trying to stay away from. So you had to try and stretch it a little bit. In that case, okay, maybe you need the extra arm. But, you know, on a day-in, day-out basis, I don't think you need that eighth reliever quite as much. And if you're trying to, you know, force somebody out right now, you know, Torres never fit into this debate for me. Torres is the guy who plays at multiple positions and does something that not everybody else can do. Sit for 6 or 7 days, go in there and pick up a hit or two and play solid defense. Torres has accomplished something that is nearly impossible to do. He is the utility last player on the roster who has never been sent down to the minor leagues in 2.5 years. He has kept his roster spot from opening day 2 years ago to now without ever being shipped down. That seemed impossible for a player in that roster position. I don't think he was ever in danger here. To me, it was, you know, when Greg Bird got hurt, and this is, remember how long ago this was, you had Tyler Austin, you had Neil Walker as the guys who Andujar fit into this mix too because of the Drury situation. That's different. Walker had a really good 10 days, 2 weeks, which I think just, you know, saved him completely. And Austin is well enough to earn the spot where you can say, okay, I can do a right-left situation at first base here, figure out how to get Walker some at-bats between maybe first, maybe third, maybe second, stuff like that.
When Bird is back, do we see a platoon with him and Tyler Austin at first base?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know that it might be a straight platoon. Who knows? But I think you're going to see some sharing of at-bats, no doubt about it.
The Adam Lind era has officially over.
They let him go?
The Yankees released him. So Adam Lind is not coming. I liked Adam Lind being down there, Sweeney, because I tweeted this out a few days ago that the Yankees AAA lineup with
unbelievable
Wade and Frazier and Bird and Lind was probably as good as a bunch of Major League Baseball
Brandon
teams. Brandon Drury, can't forget him.
Yep.
The AAA lineup is as good as a handful of Major League lineups.
I'm guessing Lind had another out in his contract for June 1st, and you know, with Greg Bird healthy on his way back.
No need for him.
There wasn't, you know, you might as well just let him get a couple of days head start. I know he had outs in his contract. I don't know what the exact date was, but, I mean, it seemed like, you know, do him a favor and get him going here. You mentioned Tyler Wade. I was talking to scout the other day who just loves Tyler Wade. And I was saying, boy, it's like the two times he's been up here, last year was one thing. It snowballed on him. This year he never got going. And a lot of people seem to be down on him because so many of the other stars are taking off. You know, when you have Judge and Sanchez do what they did, and Torres comes up and does what he did, and Duhar and Frazier, you know, Wade kind of gets lost. Guy said to me, I'll take him. You don't want him? I'll take him. You know, he is a big league player for a lot of teams who think he is a quality middle infielder and is definitely a big league player. So when I tell him that, you know, fans are down on him because of his two stints here, he hasn't performed very well, didn't hesitate. I'll take him. Give him to me right now.
Hey, it'll be – I think Yankee fans would agree. They'd send him to Texas for Cole Hamels. I think
they'd say, yeah, right. Yeah,
it's perfect.
That may be coming. He had a good addition for the Yankees, too, when he beat him the other day.
Hey, listen, he's no dummy. His audition wasn't the game.
It was the interview.
His audition was the press conference he gave the day before.
Oh, yeah.
When he just threw it all out there. When was the last time you saw players throwing stuff out there like that, just talking about openly coming to New York? Not even flinching at this, you know. Cole Hamels has been around a while, right? He played in the Philly media market. He knows when people are trying to bait him with questions, which we try to do all the time.
Well,
right?
We did. Joe and I did that.
When the Mets choked,
ready for it. The Rangers are in last place. He knows his situation better than anybody, and he knows what he can handle. He knows he has a track record and a resume that people are knocking themselves over for in October. And this is, you know, he's no dummy. His audition was not the pitching performance because he's got a chance to do plenty of those over the, you know, between now and July. His audition was him holding court with reporters and telling them what he told them.
Yeah, well, we'd love to have him on again.
Yep.
We can re-talk about that.
That's right. Was it? You got him to say chokers.
Right.
Well, it was obvious. The Mets were choke artists.
Big time.
All he did was state a fact.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. You put the words right in his mouth.
That's right. And he just, he swallowed it, basically.
Yep.
Sweeney, always a pleasure.
All right, Sweeney, enjoy.
All right, fellas.
See you.
Sweeney on the Yankees. Your calls the rest of the way, 877-337-6666.
All right, Smithtown Nissan. What more can I say? How many years have I been saying it? Now, if you're looking for a Nissan, don't buy anywhere else but Smithtown Nissan. It's worth the drive from anywhere because nobody does it better than the great, great Craig Feenan. Now, we know this, and that's why Smithtown Nissan is one of the top auto dealerships in the world year after year. They're as dependable as the cars they sell. Don't leave yourself asking, did I get the best price? Did the salesman meet?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.